Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. We're going to take some time today and talk with an old buddy, Karen Russell, from Home Care Assistance. It's all about balance issues and preventing falls, because they can have long-lasting consequences. Also today, we're talking to about the business community with Ben Hooper. He is the Economic Development Director for Prescott Valley. So a couple of really interesting guests today. Also, want to let you know, if you're looking for things to do this evening, there is no lack of quality diversions and entertainment in the Quad Cities. For instance, at the Prescott Oaks Theater tonight at 7 o'clock, it's the 1994 version of the movie Little Women. It's been made several times, of course, based upon the Louisa May Alcott book, and there's a new version coming out just the next couple of weeks with Timothée Chalamet and Saoirse Ronan. This one is the 94 edition at 7 o'clock at the Prescott Oaks Theater. If you're in the mood to get into the holiday mood, the 1947 style national radio broadcast staging of It's a Wonderful Life will take place at 7 o'clock tonight at First Congregational Church on Gurley Street. It'll last about an hour and 15 minutes, and yours truly will be the announcer and narrator for that radio-style play at First Congregational Church. Also at 7 o'clock tonight at the Davis Learning Center at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, yesterday's Q&A guest, Francis Gary Powers Jr., with the riveting story about how his father was shot down in his U-2 plane over Russia, held captive for quite a while, and then traded for Soviet spy Rudolf Abel in 1960, which became the crux of the movie, the Steven Spielberg-directed Tom Hanks movie, Bridge of Spies, which won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Mark Rylance. Really terrific movie. And Gary himself, Jr., was a technical consultant on that movie. He says they did a pretty good job representing what his father experienced. And speaking of movies coming and going this weekend, if you want to see the movies, Joker or Motherless Brooklyn, both of which are really, really good films. They're among my top five of the year. They will be gone after tomorrow, so see them today or tomorrow if you can, because starting tomorrow night and through the weekend at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona, they're going to bring in the Tom Hanks film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Fred Rogers and how a very cynical journalist tracked him down trying to find the real Fred Rogers. And he found him, much to his surprise. Also this weekend and tomorrow night, Frozen 2. And starting Friday, 21 Bridges. That's a Chadwick Boseman film. It's a very bloody cop drama. Nothing you haven't seen before. It's very bloody, very loud. And I'm kind of surprised it's airing during this season when so many Oscar-nominated films come out. It's probably best saved for January or February when there's no competition at the movies, but still, it is playing. And if you like an action thriller, 21 Bridges just might fill your needs. Well, parents and grandparents, mark your calendars for tomorrow evening. That's when Frozen 2 opens at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. A lot of theaters around the country have already sold out of advance tickets, so their kids can be the first to tell everybody at school about Frozen 2. So we've got Karen Russell in the bullpen, ready to talk about balance issues and home care assistance on today's Q&A. That's on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's a great way to start your weekend.
You've got a project, question, or a dilemma.
It's Rosie on the House.
I'm very happy to talk with you.
Arizona's most trusted home improvement show. That's more than just home improvement.
Health benefits of gardening.
If you plant it once, it'll make fruit for decades.
And getting you to enjoy the great state of Arizona. So drop by our house, where we strive to become
every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
November's the month to move metal at Finley GMC Prescott. Power up to a professional grade with a new 2019 Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4. Take up to 20% off MSRP, and your price is a low $36,904. That's a savings of up to $13,000. Or a 2020 GMC Terrain all-wheel drive. Take 22% off MSRP, and your price is only $24,985. That's savings up to $7,000. Finley GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. We can do that with deals like a 2019 Yukon 4x4 with 21% off MSRP, giving you savings over $11,000. November's the month to move metal at Findlay GMC in Prescott and FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers G4-3522, G4-2998, G4-3585.
D-back season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:07. Always great to have a friend in the studio. Karen Russell certainly applies and qualifies. And Karen, I can tell by your decor today that you were up in the attic last night, too, getting down winter stuff, huh?
Yes, I was. Yeah, the coats, the boots, the gloves, anything to stay warm and dry.
You know, and one of the reasons you're here today, I understand, is to talk about balance issues, right?
Yeah, we're doing a presentation tomorrow for Senior Connections at Las Fuentes Resort Village, and we're doing
Hi Debbie Stewart.
Yeah. Yes, hi Debbie, thank you. And yeah, so we're going to do this one I haven't done in a while. It's called Balance and Functional Safety. Mm-hmm. So it's really talking a lot about how you position your body can make or break certain functional activities and either make them easier, more successful, and less of a struggle.
And, you know, the last couple of years, I've experienced that personally because I had some knee problems a couple of years ago. And when I had surgery on one knee, I tried to make up for it by putting too much weight on the other, which messed up my gait, which messed up my balance. And even now, I find myself having to stand there for a second, you know, regain my composure. I'll tell you something I've learned. Maybe this is just aging, I don't know. But I've learned to never again walk with my hands in my pockets.
Yes, thank you. Do you know how often when I'm working with people, the first thing I do is men, I take their hands out of their pockets. Ladies, they usually hold them behind their back because it's kind of, they think it reinforces better posture. And the worst thing you can do is not have your hands available for counterbalance.
Because not only that with your walking, but if you do happen to fall, your pocket, your hands being in your pockets or behind your back are not going to help you, are they?
No, you don't have that. You know, your hands are your protective strategy. And, you know, walking with your hands confined like that, you have natural arm swing when you walk, and that's how you create balance when you walk.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't use those arms and have that natural arm swing, it's really going to affect your balance and your gait for sure.
And not only that, but with the change in weather we're having right now, it's very wet today. It's going to be even wetter tomorrow. Probably sometime in the next couple of weeks, we'll start seeing some ice. You can really see some injuries then, can't you?
Yeah, and those are honestly, most people don't like to hear this, but slips are one of the type of falls that you probably are not going to be able to save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those very low rate of success. There's not a lot you can do when you slip on ice.
And one of the reasons is you're just not prepared for it, are you?
Yeah, and it happens so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you
yeah.
really don't have the reaction time. And because you're on a slippery surface, you can't take a step. There's not a lot you can do to regain your balance because of just the nature of what you're on.
You know, there is, believe it or not, a positive side to that because I used to play hockey. I played roller hockey and I played ice hockey. And I learned that when you fall on the ice, at least you slide a little bit. That has a little bit of an effect of taking the brunt off of you. When you hit the floor in roller hockey, going at a pretty good speed, gravity is no longer your friend.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah, gravity is, as we get older, is definitely never our friend.
Yeah, yes.
And, you know, certain surfaces just tend to be a little less forgiving than others,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, in your previous career as a dancer several years ago, obviously this was a very important part of your life. What kinds of things does a dancer do to keep herself in top shape and to be able to prepare to do those moves, which are very balance-oriented?
Yeah, you know, I wish I knew, you know, back when I was a dancer, some of the balance strategies, but it helps me reinforce some of those strategies now when I work with older adults. One other thing a dancer uses a lot is targeting and focusing on a spot. So when you look at how is a dancer able to spin and hold those positions for as long as they do on one leg or on toe shoes, they're generally using their vision for balance, and they're focusing on one focal point, and they're using that for their vertical orientation. Same thing with spotting when they turn. So there's a lot of those strategies that I look back as a dancer, and I can implement with my older adults today. And when I can give them a meaningful purpose on how it helps in life, then they're more likely to follow through and do it.
When you come across someone, a patient who has been injured in a fall, is the cause of it ever something like maybe vertigo?
It can be. Sometimes it's really hard to isolate what causes a fall because it could be a medical reason, it can be environmental, it can be decision making. But vertigo is definitely, it's a hard one because often it comes on suddenly. Most doctors don't know why. They can't pinpoint to why you're having the vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it goes away as quickly as it came, and mm-hmm. It's like all of a sudden it's gone. It is one of the harder ones for me to work with individuals with vertigo. You're usually working on vestibular things, and vestibular things can be improved.
You say vestibular on the radio?
I know. I have a few times here, and we haven't gotten nailed for it.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think we have that 2-second delay. So
no, we don't. This is long.
Yeah, so it is what it is. So, yeah, but that is one of those. It is a lot harder to correct, but yeah.
And I'm sure there are a few listeners right now who are thinking of the Alfred Hitchcock movie, and no, vertigo is not a fear of heights. It's an inner ear imbalance, right?
Yes, it has to do with the inner ear. There can be different causes. There's one, I'm going to throw out another term. It's called BPPV.
Boy, we're pushing it.
I know. I thought I would try that one because I think that's the first one today. And what it is we have these crystals in the inner ear, and when those get misaligned, that can also cause dizziness and vertigo. So it's important for a medical practitioner to diagnose, is it because of the inner ear crystals or is it true vestibular? Because how you treat them is completely different.
And I was wondering, too, how you diagnose such a thing.
Yeah, they're actually, the BPPV is, there's a very specific test that you look at that we're all trained to do that will show whether that's the cause of it. You get nystagmus and maybe nausea, vomiting when you have a positive test result.
Mm-hmm.
And then vertigo, you know, again, doctors will look at it neurologically and what you're doing and what the symptoms are. But BPPV is very, very clear. I had a lady years ago that she had that, and we were talking about the cause, the crystals, and she says, well, I can tell everybody it's because I do have rocks in my head.
Well, I'm in trouble then.
Yeah.
When you're talking with someone who's having issues with balance, do you have them walk in front of you and take a look at how they're carrying themselves?
I do. One of the first things I look at is posture. posture and balance go one on, you know, hand in hand. And how you stand really affects your balance. Your balance is all about keeping your center of mass, which is basically the belly button area, mm-hmm. over your base of support. So how you're standing with posture is going to affect where that center of mass is. And just that subtle backward or forward position of your belly button can throw you off balance.
And, you know, I mentioned before ice skating and stuff like this. I remember seeing little kids learning how to ice skate, and they would go out there with, like, a kitchen chair. And they would lean on that not only to brace themselves but also to learn the proper way to distribute their weight, which is the very same thing that I learned again when I had knee surgery and I had to spend 4 weeks on a walker. It teaches you once again, okay, we're going to get back to where we were. And you mentioned posture. When I was in the seventh grade, you know, 1,000 years ago, I had an 80-year-old teacher, Mary Murphy, bless her heart, and she was your stereotypical bent over, hunched over little old lady. She really was. And she would look at some of us slouching in our desks, and she'd say, "You want to grow up looking like me? Sit up straight." And I'm always grateful for the way she did that, because it worked for me. And the reason is because in my teens and 20s, I had some ridiculously physical, very heavy lifting jobs where I kept everything straight and vertical, lifting with the knees. And to this day, I've never had any serious back problems. But when you teach people that at an early age, you can stave off a lot of problems later, can't you?
Yeah, you can. And we do in my programs, we have the Fall Proof now running at Home Care Assistance, and we do a lot of where individuals are watching each other, observational learning. And observational learning is a really huge tool, especially with posture, because you can see, you can't always sense and feel bad posture, mm-hmm. but when you see it on someone else, you're more likely then to correct it. Yeah. Or if you see someone with good posture, you're like, oh, wow, God, look how straight they are, and you try to replicate that. Mm-hmm. So observational learning really is a very powerful tool, no matter what age you are.
See, I used to practice observational learning, but the cops called it stalking. So by the way, tell us about what's going on at Home Care Assistance. How can people contact you there?
Yeah, so Home Care Assistance, we are an in-home care providing agency, caregiving providing agency. And I can be reached at 928-771-0105. And we are offering the Fall Proof program there. It runs for 8 weeks, two classes a week. And we have a new session starting in January. I do have quite a list going for that one. So if you're interested, you probably want to get on the list. If you can't get in this session, then at least you're going to be getting in for the next session.
Or they can visit your talk for the Senior Connection. When and where is that?
Yeah, so tomorrow at Las Fuentes Resort Village, mm-hmm. at noon. And again, we're going to be talking about balance and functional safety. So we're going to talk about everything from how do you get up from a chair, how do you get up and down off the floor, how do you go up and down a step, in and out of a car. So we're going to talk about all those functional things and how you can hopefully improve and make it easier for you to do those tasks. We're also going to talk about assistive devices, how to mm-hmm. use them, how to measure them, what's the proper way, what's the proper assistive device for you.
Very good. And that is Karen Russell from Home Care Assistance. Looking forward to your next visit. We don't see you before then. Enjoy the holidays.
Yes, thank you.
By the way, I have to ask you, have you ever been the host of a large family get-together for the holidays, including cooking, games, company, you know, entertainment, things like this?
Not horribly large. I think the largest I've probably done is 8 to 10. I've been lucky
enough
be on the recipient side.
Oh, that's always fun, too.
So,
well,
yes.
The reason I ask is because coming up next is going to be the one book you need. And every homemaker needs this book, especially for the holidays. You'll find out why. It'll be airing in just a couple of minutes. I talked to this the author this morning. It's all about cooking at home, entertaining guests, and eating, talking, and laughing. It's the book is full of great games and funny stuff. And great recipes, too.
Ah,
so one
okay.
for each week of the year.
Well, and I'm always in charge for dessert. I do a pecan pie cheesecake, and that's my sole purpose for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm very good at eating those.
Yes.
Thank you again, Karen Russell. Have a great talk tomorrow. Say hello to Debbie Stewart.
I will.
Stay tuned, because we've got a great talk coming up with the author of the one book you will most often want for Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Two due to the incredible response, Cash for Clunkers has been extended at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We'll give you a minimum of $2,500 for your trade towards any new or used purchase, even if you have to push it, pull it, or tow it in. No money down? Your clunker is your down payment. If you have an old car sitting around, now's the time to turn it into cash. Bothered by past credit problems? Don't worry. We're experts at arranging financing. Our finance department has built long-time relationships with lenders that can help you get into a newer, more reliable vehicle. Don't wait another day to rebuild your credit. Remember, time doesn't repair credit. Only credit repairs credit. So don't waste another minute. Dust off that old clunker and turn it into cash during Lamb Nissan's Cash for Clunkers, going on now. Go to LambNissan.com to find your new or used vehicle and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Conditions may apply. OAC, see dealer for details. Offer expires November 30th, 2019.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Are you addicted to alcohol, smoking, drugs, food? Are you ready to put an end to your addictions? Because if you don't, they will surely put you in the poorhouse, the hospital, or the cemetery, and you know it. Elaine Kissel, hypnotherapist, can set you free. So call her right now at 928-202-2026. That's 928-202-2026. Or simply Google Elaine Kissel. Become an Elaine Kissel client. Become a winner. Get free of costly, unhealthy behavior with her personalized hypnotherapy treatments. Step one, schedule an in-depth evaluation consultation that will give you meaningful insight and a positive sense of direction. Reserve your appointment by credit card and book now while time is still on your side. That's 928-202-2026. That's 928-202-2026. You owe it to yourself. Do it now before it's too late.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. In this age of video chats and filtered selfies, sometimes it seems like real human connection is harder to come by, but it remains an important part of a satisfying life, especially with Thanksgiving just around the corner. Well, there's a wonderful book out right now. It's called Eat, Laugh, Talk, The Family Dinner Playbook, 52 weeks of easy recipes, engaging conversation, and hilarious games. And we have Ann Fischel to talk about it. And officially, this book is authored by the Family Dinner Project. Tell us about that.
Yes, thank you. The Family Dinner Project is a nonprofit initiative based at Mass General Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. And we got together about 10 years ago to help more families harness the many scientifically proven benefits of family dinner, the benefits of better mental health, better nutrition and other health benefits, and academic benefits of doing better in school. And we knew that while most families know this is a good idea, that they know that family dinner is probably the most reliable time of the day to connect and bond with their kids, only 30 to 40% of families are actually having regular family dinner. So the Family Dinner Project was our attempt to take this idea that's kind of simple but not that easy and make it a lighter lift. And to not only bring together easy recipes that take less than 30 minutes, but to address what I call the secret sauce of family dinner, which is what happens once the food comes to the table. And that is to make the atmosphere around the table fun and warm and welcoming, where kids feel it's you know, their parents want to listen to them, where they can relax and have a good time. And so that's what the Family Dinner Project has been about, with online resources and community programs. And over the years, we've just talked to so many families and learned so many creative best ideas, we wanted to share them. And that's where the idea for the book came in.
And your book also deals with chapters describing how to deal with picky eaters and adults with too busy schedules.
Yes, we found, you know, no matter what the where the family is, what part of the country, or what the structure of the family is, if it's three generational or it's a single parent, that the obstacles that we face are very similar. Our kids are too picky. We're too busy. We can't fit it in. We don't like to cook. We bother to cook, and then our kids are too distracted with their gadgets, or there's too much conflict at the table. And so the book is organized around how to get around those obstacles. And families have taught us some amazing, creative, real-life hacks to these common obstacles. And so we share those, as well as stories of the families and 52 weeks of recipes and games and conversation starters.
This sounds like the kind of book that would make a perfect Thanksgiving or Christmas gift. And one of the reasons is because Thanksgiving is only 8 days away, and we're right in the middle of potentially explosive political news. How do you keep every family's crazy uncle from holding court at the dinner table?
This is a great question. Yeah, Thanksgiving is the mother of all family dinners, and this is a divisive time right now in our history. So one idea, which I came up with after the 2016 election when I was worried there would be partisan sniping, I came up with a game called the hat game. I play it every year now. I put a hat at the door and post-its, and I have a prompt, a different prompt each year. The prompt might be, what animal would you like to be? Or who do you wish were coming tonight, dead or alive, famous or not?
Oh.
Or what character in a children's book did you most identify with? Or if you're a kid, which character do you most admire? And then they write those answers anonymously, and I bring the hat to the table, and I start to pull the post-its out and read them. And then everybody tries to guess which answer goes with which person. And then that person can expound on why they said Harry Potter or Harriet the Spy or whatever, or we just go on to the next answer. But what's great about it is that it creates one table-wide conversation that everyone can join in, regardless of political affiliation or age or anything else. And it sort of sets a mood of, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
That's one idea. And one other is to change seats after each course, so you're not stuck with Cousin Albert mouthing off about his pet political ideas, you know. So that would be another strategy that families might want to try.
Whenever I dine out, I find it very sad when you see a table of a whole family and everybody is texting somebody else. How do you deal with technology at the dinner table?
Yes, this is also a common obstacle. Well, I say that we're not the technology police, and I think I like you, am bothered by that when everybody's kind of in their own tree. But for some families, they have a zero tolerance policy. You know, they say, we will not look at phones, we'll check them at the door, and anybody who violates that has to do the dishes. And for other families, they are a little looser about it. They might say, you can look at your phone only if you share what it is you're looking at. So if you want to read aloud a text or show a photo, that's okay, because it could promote conversation.
Sure.
I think of a family we write about in the book, Scott, who was a single father of three sons. and he had his kids every Saturday night, and he really wanted to have dinner with them, and they really didn't want that. They wanted to just scarf down their food and go to their computers. So one Saturday, he had a brainstorm. He said, come to the kitchen, humor me. We're going to make pasta with ratatouille, and then we're going to watch ratatouille during dinner. And they did that, and they compared their meal with what was being made on the screen. He turned off the sound, and they would try to guess what was being said. They acted like film critics. And, you know, he said, if you can't beat them, join them.
Sure.
Which I thought was just great. You know, technology can be used in the service of more conversation.
And that is Ann Fischel, the Associate Clinical Professor of Psychology at the Harvard Medical School, part of the authors deemed the Family Dinner Project for the book Eat, Laugh, Talk, the Family Dinner Playbook, 52 weeks of easy recipes, engaging conversation, and hilarious games. How can our listeners get a copy of Eat, Laugh, Talk?
They can order it online at any major book outlet. They could look for it or ask for it at any of their independent bookstores, or order it through our publisher, Familius. And all the author proceeds go to fund our community programs that we run through the Family Dinner Project. So it's not only good for your family, but good for other families.
And we thank you for joining us on Q&A. Continued success in your clinical work and your publishing.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you today.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday the 20th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. November is nearly over, but it's not too late to get your flu shot.
The flu season is off to a quiet start with 3 reported cases in Yavapai County. But during fall and winter each year, there's a new season of viruses. Yavapai County Community Health Services is sharing some tips on how to stop the spread of germs. Try to avoid contact with sick people. Cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, and throw it in the trash after you use it. Wash your hands often with soap and water, and avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect surfaces and objects that may be contaminated with germs. And schedule an appointment to get a flu shot in Prescott, Prescott Valley, or Cottonwood. Calling the Yavapai County Community Health Services at 771-3122. They're now also offering shots in Cheetah Valley on the fourth Friday of the month. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Rainy, windy, cold, and blustery. An afternoon high of only 43 today in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling to a rainy, very windy low near 36 after bedtime. Cold rain and very light overnight snow. Chilling Thursday's high to 42. Clearing Friday and warming to a mostly sunny 45. A sunny 52 Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, storms staying through late tomorrow night with rainy, breezy highs near 50 today, chilling to a very rainy 41 overnight, a wet and blustery 44 for Thursday's high, warming Friday to a mostly sunny 52, Saturday 61. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Sunday is the perfect day to refuel your soul and treat your taste buds at Carmela's. This is Jennifer, and Kevin and I would like to invite you to our Sunday brunch. Come enjoy fresh baked caramel pecan sticky buns, muffins, and croissants, coupled with a complimentary Prosecco. Enjoy our lemon ricotta pancakes and eggs Benedict your way, classic Italian or surf and turf. To enhance the true brunch experience, we are proud to create an artisan charcuterie board along with a Bloody Mary bar. We offer gluten-free and vegan options. Join us for a Sunday brunch right here on Montezuma in downtown Prescott.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Toronto Maple Leafs Thursday at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paul, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Hi, this is Kaylin Huber. I am excited to have joined the amazing staff at Bradshaw Family Dental. It is important to me to get to know my patients and educate them in order to provide each patient with care that is best for them. I promise to offer a gentle approach to your dental care and take the time to make you feel comfortable and cared for. At Bradshaw Family Dental, you will always be treated like family. Give us a call today at 928-775-9495 or book online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:37 with our buddy Ben Hooper. He is the Economic Development Director for the town of Prescott Valley. Ben, every Sunday morning, one of the first things I look for in my daily courier is Max Efrain's report on the business community. I imagine he is one of the first people you call when you get big news, right?
Right after you, DJ.
Right after. Oh, thank you. Boy, that segue was wonderful. Just wait. Scripted it. Well, on that note, what kinds of new businesses are you looking at and that have opened or you think may open?
Well, we've seen a few new businesses open in the past few months. First off is the Flowerstone Bakery. That opened up. It actually relocated from the Mayor mm-hmm. into Prescott Valley in our entertainment district and is over near the Garcias mm-hmm. in that little complex of different retail shops. They just did a ribbon cutting yesterday, so I got a chance to sample some of their pastries and buy a couple of things, and they're delicious and well worth the trip.
Yeah.
We also saw Ocean Blue Car Wash opened up a new location over on State Route 69 right near mm-hmm. Prescott East Highway, which is quite good as their existing car wash was starting to stack out into the street on occasion. So they really needed that secondary location to draw away some of that traffic from their primary one. And then it's been a couple of months, but I haven't been on the show since, and I'd love to talk a little bit about Mod Pizza as well.
Oh, yeah, right next to Dunkin' Donuts.
Right next to Dunkin' indeed, and they are just a fantastic Mod stands for Made on Demand.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting for them for some time to open, and the food is just as good as I expected. I did, down in the Phoenix area.
Okay.
I had tried them, so I kind of knew what we were getting.
Sure.
Fantastic store there, and happy to have them in.
You know, I was thinking of you the other day when I was reading about the incredible success of the new White Castle in Scottsdale, because that's the first White Castle, I think, unless I'm wrong here, west of the Mississippi. And there's a lot of transplants, of course, in, mm-hmm. in Arizona. And wow. They went through 50,000 burgers their first day.
Yeah, there was this, like a mile backup in traffic or something.
Oh, my goodness. And I couldn't help but wonder, so what took them so long to come to Arizona, and does this mean that they'll be expanding maybe this way? Who knows?
I think that's a distinct possibility. You know, typically you see organizations that will locate in the Phoenix area and start to spiral out from there. Mm-hmm. And once they've kind of gotten their foothold in the Phoenix area, they'll expand, you know, north into our area, into Flagstaff, and then south into Tucson mm-hmm. as well. So I will definitely be keeping an eye on White Castle because, you know, that's an excellent one in the morning type snack.
Sure. Or to stuff your Thanksgiving turkey with if you take the pickles off first.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, there was a big recipe for it in the paper. You know, you guys did a great job of getting Pruitts to move into the old Kmart building.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of square footage sitting there that to be filled, wasn't it?
It was. And it was an impressive, you know, and they've been doing quite well since they opened back in March. To be able to backfill 110,000 square feet, that just is very unusual in today's retail market. And I refer to those companies as unicorns, you know, the ones that are kind of really hard to find. So we're happy to see that store has been repurposed and has also opened up some development opportunities out in front of it. And then the Hagen, or the former Hagen's, Albertsons across the way.
Can we even say Hagen?
I know, right. But they're looking to repurpose. They're under active construction.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a new Heights Church location.
Okay.
So the Heights has their active church up here in the city of Prescott, over by Larry Caldwell and 89A.
Sure.
And they've just outgrown that facility, and so they're opening a secondary location in Prescott Valley that will serve their congregants in Prescott Valley and points east. And you know, of course, the Heights is an excellent community partner as well.
Sure.
So in addition to, of course, the number of people that will be drawn down into our central business district, we're just looking forward to having a church the caliber of the Heights join the Prescott Valley community.
You know, you mentioned Hagen. That, of course, was a nightmare from the start. And when I think of Hagen, I wonder if those former execs with Hagen are now running Sears and Kmart. But what kinds of courses did you take in college? What was your major?
My graduate work was in urban planning.
So you've probably seen your share. You've done your share of stories on business successes and failures, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were in school, when the Hagen, were you here when the Hagen thing happened?
I was not.
Oh. You know, it was almost like a comedy of errors, how not to, you know, run a corporate business.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world can you go from 16 stores to 164 overnight?
Apparently you don't.
And I'm wondering, how in the world does, I think it was the FTC who made that distinction, oh yeah, they can do it. What were they thinking?
Well, I think that for them, they weren't you know, in danger of creating any kind of a monopoly or anything, so they let them hang themselves.
And they did.
They did indeed.
They did a darn good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the course of doing so, they cost a lot of people their jobs.
They did.
They were Albertsons for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're starting all over. They left that, you know, empty retail space for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank heaven that's being filled. Well, what about any kinds of, I know I wanted to ask you, because I was at Dunkin' Donuts just yesterday, and pulling out, I noticed all the improvements around the property. When you have a new business coming in, whether it's a standalone brand new business or maybe a corporate company moving a location here, there's a lot more involved than just opening up the business. What kinds of things do they have to do to once they agree, okay, we're going to open a new business, it's going to be on this location, what happens next?
Well, if they're building ground up, so, you know, mm-hmm. something that's a brand new build, there's an enormous amount of thought that goes into that project. And so typically what we'll do is once somebody is in escrow for a piece of property, we recommend to that business that they go through our internal review, or internal project review, IPR mm-hmm. process. And that gets them sat down with the fire marshal, with all of our building department representatives, plans examiners, planners, as well as folks from our utility department, and they will look at the site, and you know, because for instance, the one that you referenced, the Dunkin' Donuts site, mm-hmm. one of the things that was very important there was drainage, and so you see a large retention basin that is that was part of that project on what would be the very north edge of the property, right on the hard corner of Center Court and Glassford Hill. You know, those are the types of off-site improvements. Some of those turn out to be more expensive than the actual build itself. It just depends on the site. So, you know, we look at drainage and then, you know, there's all types of different zoning codes and building codes that they need to conform to, that the planners and plans examiners are all in charge of ensuring are adhered to. So, like you said, that just, it is just the very beginning of the process for a company to commit to come in. And then it's helping walking them through the process. And we do have a very customer-friendly approach. Our community mm-hmm. development director, Richard Parker, has done a really great job building up his department to be very customer-centric. And, you know, for him, at times, our customers are our businesses. Our residents are our customers.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes other towns are our customers, you know. So so we just look at how best we can serve the folks that are looking to improve our community.
So all these different steps and the different planning things, are those taken care of in the corporate office or in the owner's office before they start breaking ground?
Yeah. I mean, well, yes and no. So, our processes, depending on what the project is,
sure.
Our processes will sometimes allow them to run concurrently where maybe they haven't had an aspect of their plan approved yet, but they've had the site or some of the off-site improvements. And so maybe they start to do those while they're working with us to get approvals to actually begin the ground-up construction. So it, every project is different, and we just work closely with the business to help it get done in the fastest way, but also in the right way.
See, and one of the reasons I'm asking that is when I pulled out of a lot yesterday at Dunkin' Donuts, I noticed, well, first of all, you can't make a left onto Glassford Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That would be dangerous. And there's other different configurations I'm sure had to be built into the plans on can we make this work and will this also be okay for the new business?
Absolutely. And that's something that we do in conjunction. You know, I mean, some things, of course, we can't bend on, but mm-hmm. we do that in conjunction with the business to come up with the best product possible while, you know, adhering to our codes.
When you have an established, say, a corporate business who's considering a satellite operation here, do you ever go out to see their other businesses around the country and see how they do it and how that might look in Prescott Valley?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm not necessarily as concerned about the form, like the look of it, as much as the service that they're
sure.
going to provide to the community. But that it is an indicator.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly some of the ideas that I get are when I'm down in the Phoenix area or when residents write me in and say, hey, I'd like to have this. And I'll look up a little bit about that business and check in to see what the potential is for it.
Yeah, so I imagine a lot of your job is homework, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just an extension of school.
Have you discovered that a lot of companies, when they do their homework about possibly moving here or opening a business here, they try and see what other companies in their industry are doing here, if they're succeeding, if there's room for them in the market?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've said it before, and I really don't mean it to be a any kind of a knock on retailers, but the fact is retailers are not innovators. They typically find what works for them,
mm-hmm.
and they apply that model across the board. And so if what works for them might be to locate in a community with a Kohl's or in a community next to a Walmart, they will look to do that
mm-hmm.
and replicate that in multiple communities.
The reason I ask that is I heard years ago, that might be true, might be apocryphal, that a company like McDonald's, once they open a restaurant in a certain small community, that's kind of a green light to other companies who know McDonald's has done their homework,
mm-hmm.
who knows that they have assessed the market, and if it's good enough for McDonald's, it might be good enough for us. True?
That's exactly right, and it's especially true for maybe smaller, you know, more family-owned type
mm-hmm.
businesses that don't have the you know, manpower and access to different types of data sources that some of the very large corporations have. You know, many of the large ones, they're going to do their own analysis.
Yeah.
But it is a good bellwether to see what types of commercial establishments are already present. And like I said, especially for the mom and pops, which we even have a couple of new mom and pop restaurants that are going to be joining the Prescott Valley community in the next few months.
Are we ready to talk about those yet?
Absolutely.
What are they?
One of them is going to be in the former Native Grill and Wings.
Oh, sure.
Over in the Crossroads Shopping Center. That is going to be a restaurant called the Iron Cask. Their specialty is going to be craft beers, and it'll also be a gastropub, so a nice small menu with some high-quality food options.
Mm-hmm.
It's a resident that moved here a few years back, has lived in a few different places. I think their most recent was New Jersey that they moved out here. And his son is went to school, I believe, at Yavapai College and got his culinary degree. And
also got a taste of the area.
And got a taste of the area, mm-hmm. That's right. And so he understands the need as well, because we do need restaurants with a different types of offerings than what's available. So they're hoping, I mean, everything depends on getting liquor licenses and everything else,
sure.
But they are crossing their fingers for an early January open. And looking to open in January is a restaurant called the Colt Grill. They're over, have a location in Cottonwood, in Old Town Cottonwood right now. It's been very successful. Absolutely excellent food. It's barbecue, brisket, smoked turkey, and other smoked meats. I've had an opportunity to eat their food, and so I know it's fantastic.
Nice.
I've made a few trips over to Cottonwood over the years just to seek them out. Mm. They're going to be joining us in the entertainment district in what is currently the C-Tech building. It's a culinary institute through the Mountain Institute at JTED.
Mm-hmm.
That is being now repurposed into the Colt Grill. And as I mentioned, they're hoping, in a perfect world, Christmas, but probably more realistically, sure, sometime in January to get open.
Speaking of Christmas, I interviewed yesterday the singer Storm Large, mm-hmm, is her real name, who's coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center on December 20th. She used to sing with a band, Pink Martini, who came through several times. But in the course of our conversation on the air, she was talking about how she is totally 100% a Christmas girl. She goes crazy about Christmas. And I said, well, it must be destiny you'll be here December 20th, because the governor, two decades ago, declared Prescott as Arizona's Christmas city.
Mm-hmm.
And I described, the courthouse lighting downtown every year. And that'll be just a mile from where she's performing. And she said, I am going to find time after the show to go down there and see for myself. And that's the kind of thing when people discover the community. And given the number of people she does business with around the country,
mm-hmm,
that's great free advertising for Prescott and Prescott Valley, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, Prescott Valley, not to take anything away from Prescott, because they are the Arizona's Christmas city, but
mm-hmm,
Prescott Valley has, in the past few years, really the past decade, created kind of its own Christmas fun,
yeah,
as well, with the Valley of Lights.
Oh, the Valley of Lights, my goodness.
And, of course, our Festival of Lights, the I believe December 6th, coming up in just a couple of weeks. I can't believe how close it is.
Yeah.
People have got to start starting their Christmas shopping here, and
yeah,
it just doesn't seem like Christmas hit or even winter hit until a day ago or
well,
so.
Well, nobody was thinking about the holidays till they had to get their winter coat on this morning.
Exactly.
That went a long way toward it. Hey, Ben, if our listeners have any questions about what's going on economically, how do they contact you?
Now, please, I encourage anyone to reach out to me. You can call me. Direct line is 928-759-3101. You can always email me at bhooper, that's B-H-O-O-P-E-R, at pvaz.net.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Say hello to Hope for me and for all of us here. And we will be seeing you coming up. Let's see. You guys have Christmas affairs coming up in Prescott Valley,
mm-hmm,
all through the month of December. So there'll be a lot of fun there. So we'll be seeing you around town. And again, thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got some guests for tomorrow for you and some final thoughts on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
You're sampling the best.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Want to get your weekend off to a great start? Wake up to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Hi, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. What a great opportunity to learn construction tips and hear important information from local professionals. Don't start your morning without us, Yavapai County Contractors Association.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
There's an app to save on flights. An app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, followed at 4 by Talk of the Town Prescott. Then join me back here tomorrow with my guests, Parker Anderson from the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council for the Smoke High Museum Book Fair. Also, we'll have CPA and tax expert David Snyder and Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.